Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The story's out of Grandview and from our friends at Fox 4. A new shooting range in Grandview created problems for some neighbors this week. The new project replaced a 30-year-old range that sat 200 feet south of the current location on Arrington Road. The shooting range is city-owned and is currently used by the Grandview Police Department for training. Next year, you can use it. The public will be able to use it. Valerie Poindexter, Grandview spokesperson, said, quote, in 2014, there was a no-tax increase bond issue put to the voters for public safety, and one of the things in that package was a public-private shooting range to be relocated on the same property. On Monday, the shooting range opened, and police officers began their annual rifle training. All right? The officers trained until 10 o'clock most nights. Aaron McKinney, who lives about three-quarters of a mile away, says, quote, it's incessant gunfire over and over. My concern is children are trying to sleep. Pets are agitated late into the night on a school night. It is completely inappropriate. I'm concerned about my property value. Who wants to live like a neighborhood that sounds like it's at war for days on end? Now, I have never been to a shooting range in my life. I have never been to this particular shooting range. You know, I've never fired a gun in my entire life. So I'm going to need some help here on the idea of a shooting range. Does it need, and it is to help officers train. All right. Got no problem with helping police officers train.
Right. And they said they're opening it up to the public next year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Next year, the public will be able to use it. Does this woman have a legitimate gripe about a shooting range less than a mile from her house she can hear firing guns and shotguns or whatever they're doing until 10 p.m.? 576-7798. Text in 22980.
I would think so. I don't know how often in these types of situations. And again, I've fired a gun twice in my life. The first is I went skeet shooting one time when I was like 17, 18 with family when we were in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, it's kind of fun. Second time was when I was in Israel. I got to participate in like this 5-day Israeli army experience, and I got to learn how to shoot an M16, AR, I don't know what they're called. I'm
glad clearly, to say, look, if you're not a gun guy, you're on the right show.
I'm not a gun guy at all. It was a cool experience to be able to have, but I still remember how loud it was and when it backfired into your shoulder. Like, you just, everything about that experience I remember vividly other than what the actual gun is called.
Okay.
But I just wonder, in these types of situations, if you live in an area and the property value, because they also talk about that too, like, this could seriously hinder the property value. If you're trying to move to a neighborhood, you got a young family, and you hear gunshots all throughout the evening, and it's perfectly legal to have this range there. I just wonder how much the community was involved in the process of bringing this shooting range into Grandview.
One of the guys in this story that's quoted, his name is Clyde Heston, and he says, I hear it all the time. It's not every day. They come and go with it. They may be there for several hours, but it never disturbs me. I was in the military, and guns don't bother me. I think we all can agree that police officers, you know, it's proper for them to train. It's proper for them to always be at ranges, or whenever they need to be at ranges, to be at ranges. But does this one have to go till 9, 10 o'clock? And if you live in this area, 576-7798, does it bother you? Do you hear it? This guy, Clyde, says, doesn't bother me. I was in the military. My only response to Clyde would be, most of us weren't in the military. All right. Most of us aren't used to guns going off at all times. Now, I know that offends gun guy, chill out gun guy, because I think there's a difference between you going to the range and a range going off till 10 o'clock at night. 576-7798. Does this woman who has complained and some others, do they have a leg to stand on? What do you think? Let's go to Cameron, who is in Grandview. Cameron, where do you are you living in any relation to where this gun range is?
I don't know exactly where it is, but I'm probably 3 blocks north of Main Street on Grandview Road, and It's we can hear it, I mean, all hours of the day.
Okay.
The past, like, 3 or 4 days. And then there's spurts, like, every probably hour or so. It sounds, it may not be. It may just be a bunch of firearms at once, but it's borderline automatic fire that'll last, you know, 3-5 minutes sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I've got 3 dogs.
Oh, I bet your 3 dogs love that.
Yeah, and they're not small dogs by any means either.
Hmm.
And we were wondering for, you know, I heard it for the first couple of days. We thought it was some roofers firing off nail guns a couple blocks over,
you know,
doing a big roof or something. But it hasn't stopped in like probably 4 or 5 days.
Wow,
and it's borderline annoying. Yeah. So, but yeah, you'll hear it till, you know, 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Has anybody have you, and I don't know if this is your thing, maybe you're not that kind of guy, but have you contacted the police and said, hey, you know, is there any way you can cut this off at 7? But again, I think we realize, Cameron, that it is proper for police officers to train.
Right. Oh, yeah, sure. I get it. My thing is, though, with Belton blowing up the way it is, you know, Grandview used to, I mean, this was probably some years ago before my time. It seems like you're close enough to a rural setting. If you go a little bit further south where you have a little bit more open country air and you're not bothering people too much. That little downtown Grandview is, it's up and coming, and there's beautiful homes and beautiful, nice little families around there that just seem to like to keep to themselves. So,
Cameron, do you know if it's an indoor, it's an outdoor shooting range, right? It's not indoor.
From what it sounds like, it's outdoor.
Okay.
Like I said, I haven't been up there yet. But
yeah. Hey, well, thank you for your phone call, man. Appreciate it. 576-7798.
What did they say the hours are from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.?
Up to 10 p.m.
Okay. Can you compromise here? Can you do
9 to 7?
9 to 6, 9 to 7?
But I don't know when is the right time. I mean, if you're a police officer, you're working long shifts. Do you go thereafter? Do you go on your off days? Do you find time? Like, I don't know what a police officer's schedule would be to the point where they have to go there and train.
And also, like, if you live near an airport, if you're going and purchasing a home in that neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
is that something that's disclosed as part of purchasing a home?
Would it?
Like, is it the same type of thing here?
If you're buying a house and you hear gunfire going off, usually you are worried about where you're moving. If your realtor shows you a house in Grandview and that gunfire is going off, the realtor says, that's just the police training. Does that make you feel better?
In theory, maybe it makes you feel a little more safe.
Right.
But
right.
It's still a hindrance. It's still inconvenient that you're hearing gunfire throughout the day and possibly through the early part of the night.
The odds
yes, you might feel safe, but it's still, you were talking about there's dogs, kids are trying to sleep. There's positives and negatives here, I suppose.
And the odds are you're probably not seeing that house at 9 o'clock at night.
Correct.
You're seeing that house at 5 in the evening, and that's not ridiculous to have that going on. 576-7798. Matt is in Grandview. Hey, Matt, thanks for calling.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Matt, do me a quick favor. Turn your radio all the way down, please.
How's that?
There we go. Much better. Go ahead, bud.
Okay. A couple things. When this was originally on the ballot, they had put it forth as not so much as a shooting range, but it gave different possibilities, and the shooting range was one of them. So it wasn't like it was specifically for the shooting range. It was for different training, and a shooting range was one of the options they were looking at. Second of all, I've already been in contact with them about this, and the email I got back, they said that within the next month, they are planning on putting in a line of evergreen trees to try and help buffer the sound, because it is an outdoor range.
Okay, and can you hear it from your house?
Yeah, I actually live nearly a mile and a half from it, and it's loud, man. I mean, there is no denying that it's gunfire.
Do you have kids or pets?
I do not have children. I do have cats, though.
Okay. Do they get annoyed by it?
The first day they were freaking out pretty hardcore, but they've gotten used to it by now. And the last caller is right. I mean, it's been every single day since it opened, which is kind of crazy. But also in the email, they also said up front that they were only going to do this 1 week a month.
1 week and a month, they're going to go till 10 o'clock at night.
Correct. Okay. And then they also said that they were planning on letting the KCPD use it as well because it was a brand new shooting range.
Huh. You know, somebody on the text line said something here, Matt, that training at night is important. So that's why this has to be done at night. I mean, that's a really good point. I mean, most times that you pull the trigger to save a life happens at night, I would assume.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't know. I've never been in a shooting.
Right, right.
I'm just surprised from the email that I got that they didn't have everything fully finished and done before they opened it. For instance, the putting the evergreen trees in, it just kind of surprised me.
Hmm. Hey, thanks for your phone call, man. Appreciate it.
See, that part of that, it makes sense. You would think that of all the situations that you're trying to get yourself involved in, knowing that there are actual trees you can plant and
you
try
can
and
muffle the sound.
You can
with.
Muffle the sound, yeah. Yes, but at the same time, if you're not going to try and put nature first when it comes to trying to build something that you're hoping to try and
hey, can we open the range? Do we have the conifer trees? No, we're good. We got to
right.
keep shooting.
No, we don't have enough trees on premise to be able to get the shooting range up.
Matt, thank you for your phone call. 576-7798 is the phone number. You can text into 22980. There's a new shooting range, outdoor shooting range in Grandview that is used by police right now. It's open to the public next year, which, by the way, we should talk about that coming up on the other side. It's open to the public next year. I will tell you right now, there's going to be popularity for people to go at 8 and 9 o'clock at night. You know, there. I mean, that's only going to make
work, let off some steam. If that's
I think that's going to make the problem worse, allowing people to take their guns right. and go shooting there.
So go get your trees built.
Get those trees up, man. We'll get to everybody on hold coming up next. 576-7798. Text in 22980. It's Midday with Jamie and Wickett. Ben Heisler in for Jamie Monticelli. Talking about this story in Grandview. There is a new shooting range that's creating some problems for neighbors. The new project replaced a 30-year-old range that sat 200 feet south of the current location on Arrington Road. The shooting range is city-owned, used by the Grandview Police Department for training, and next year, everybody can use it. The public will be able to use it. Problem is, according to one person in this Fox 4 story, it's incessant gunfire over and over. My concern is children are trying to sleep. Pets are agitated late into the night on a school night. Is completely inappropriate. I'm concerned about my property value. Who wants to live like a neighborhood that sounds like it's at war for days on end? The officers are training until 10 o'clock at night, according to city officials. That seems pretty late. Last week, the shooting range opened. Police officers began their annual rifle training. 576-7798. But people on the text line brought up a good point. Like, if these officers have to train about, you know, using their weapons at night, well, you can't do that at noon. You know, like, you have to have nighttime training.
No, that's true. You can't try and fake it in this situation. Right. It's not like you're the Chiefs and you're pumping in crowd noise. You actually have to be able to train somehow at night. But again, the question is, how soon was this built before the citizens of Grandview and the people mm-hmm. nearby could really make a determination as to what the ramifications would be?
Somebody said that they called in earlier and let us know that having contacted the city and the police department, they're putting in trees that are supposed to muffle the sound. From the text line, trees won't muffle the sound. You can put up beams and it won't cut down the sound. Well, if that's the case, why would anybody want to live near a shooting range where gunfire is going off all the time in a time like now?
Oh, yeah.
Why? I would never, ever, because you know what you can do? If you're a criminal, gunfire probably isn't tracked as much. You know what I mean? If you fire a gun off and you're trying to do something, you're a bad dude. The odds are people will just say, what was that gunfire? Oh, it was the range.
Right.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Or if you're of the belief that, well, if this is going to be a police training academy and that there's a considerable police presence nearby, maybe that makes you feel more safe. But again, there's still an inconvenience of hearing gunshots from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Again, I do not discredit or say that police officers don't need to train. But is this the right way to go about it? Let's talk to Aaron, who has dialed this up on 98.1 KMBZ. Aaron, what's up?
Hey, guys. So you've thrown this out there a couple times. This rink has been there for 30 years. It's not new. So they've heard gunfire in this area for the past 30 years. What is different is probably how it's constructed. I've seen pictures of it, and I don't remember the old gun range having such a high wall. So it's probably reflecting that sound a little further. Plus, I don't believe it was a rifle range previously. So as with every Christmas, when a kid gets a new toy, they're going to play with it more. So I think it's that it's got a heavy use right now, and so people are kind of getting used to it. If you look at the bullet hole in Overland Park, or I guess it's not really in Overland Park, it's probably Shawnee, it's only open till 9 o'clock. And, you know, that probably does need to happen. They need to close it earlier. But rifles are a lot louder, so you are going to hear it further away. But, you know, this range was there when these people bought their homes, so you kind of got to deal with it. But the other thing is the city should work with those people and try to change the times, but cops do need to shoot at night, because I don't know if you've paid attention to the news lately or any time in the near or recent history. Cops can't hit the side of a brick wall without, you know, using 80 rounds. So they need all the practice they can get.
Well, I'm going to cut you off there and defend our police officers and say they can be pretty good shots. I'm sure there are circumstances that make it very difficult to hit a target. But your point is made, Aaron, that I have no problem with training officers. They need it as much as everybody does at whatever task it is that they do. You know, theirs is to save my life. Keep me safe. Keep you safe. Thanks for your phone call as always, brother. Brenda is in Lee's Summit. Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
What's up?
So I thought the article said that the new shooting range was like 200 yards or 200 feet from where it used to be.
200 feet,
which means they had one there before. They were shooting there before, assuming they still have to practice. And in that area of Grandview is also warehouse district that the train tracks run through all hours of day and night. So people living over there are already aware of the police shooting range. So I don't understand what the complaint is.
Well, it sounds to me like the previous range, just by reading the comments from some of the people in here, it sounds to me that previous range didn't cause a problem, and the new range does cause a problem. And the sound of gunfire going off every so often till 10 o'clock at night, to me, is much more jarring than that of a train going through off in the distance. I mean, the train going through off in the distance, you hear...
There's somewhat of a schedule there, too. Same with planes.
I'm not threatened.
And more people are aware of what you are, what's happening going in.
And when you hear the... of a train, I don't want to say it's a relaxing sound, but in the distance, it's not like when you're right up in front of it when a train rolls by you when you're stopped.
Right, unless you're on the tracks, also right. The idea of hearing doesn't make you feel like right. My life is in danger.
But Brenda, you bring up a really good point. Like, was this a problem before? And if so, what is the difference in building the old shooting range and the new shooting range? Like, where was the design flaw? Is it those trees that the previous caller had told us about? It's a good call. Final one.
A lot of trees on the show today.
Final one goes to Jeff in Independence. Hey, Jeff.
Hey,
what's up?
I've been listening to this. All the sides are valid. I heard the lady about the train. I grew up next to a train yard. You'll get used to anything eventually. But the simplest solution for this is you designate 3 or 4 nights out of the month for the police to come in and do their live fire night exercises. And you shut the range down about 6 o'clock during the week.
No, I mean, hey, those
best things of both fair. Worlds, everybody's happy.
I think it's a fair compromise.
I don't know if you know, in 2019, we don't like to compromise. It's my way or your way sucks.
Yeah, I know. That's the whole world. And it's all about me.
Hey, Jeff, we got to get out of here, but thank you for your phone call. Because that seems like a fair compromise. You know?
I think so.
Alert people that every Tuesday or, you know, this week, we're going to something along those lines. I have no idea. I also have no idea how you muffle the sound of gunfire, including rifles.
That's true. And to your point, too, about safety, if you feel like because the gun range is going on,
yeah.
If you're worried that criminals are going to be able to take advantage of that, use that night to try and increase the police presence in that neighbor in that neighborhood a little bit for maybe. A couple hours as well.
Maybe. It could be.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.